Technology is also going to not change who you choose to love. I study the biology of personality, and I've come to believe that we've evolved four very broad styles of thinking and behaving, linked with the dopamine, serotonin, testosterone, and estrogen systems. So I created a questionnaire directly from Brain Science to measure the degree to which you express the traits, the constellation of traits, linked with each of these four brain systems. I then put that questionnaire on various match dating sites in 40 countries. 14 million or more people have now taken the questionnaire, and I've been able to watch who's naturally drawn to whom. And as it turns out, those who are very expressive of the dopamine system, they tend to be curious, creative, spontaneous, energetic. I would imagine there's an awful lot of people like that in this room. They're drawn to people like themselves. Curious, creative people need people like themselves. People who are very expressive of the serotonin system tend to be traditional, conventional. They follow the rules. They respect authority. They tend to be religious. Religiosity is in the serotonin system. And traditional people go for traditional people. In that way, similarity attracts. In the other two cases, opposites attract. People very expressive of the testosterone system tend to be analytical, logical, direct, decisive, and they go for their opposite. They go for somebody who's high estrogen, somebody who's got very good verbal skills and people skills, who's very intuitive, and who's very nurturing and emotionally expressive. We have natural patterns of mate choice. Modern technology is not going to change who we choose to love.